SHL Podcast. Learning Snippets bei SHL, Schweizerische Hotelfachschule Luzern. Simply listen and learn.
A very welcome to all of you. I'm absolutely delighted to have you here with me. And what we're doing today is we're talking about a particular, very special topic that we look into as of the fifth semester onwards, and it's about becoming an entrepreneur. If you join the SHL, it is about going through this transformation process of being a waiter, being a professional cook, being a fresh graduate from a high school, eventually becoming a hotel manager. And going through this process means that you also have to change the way how you think, the way how you look about things. It is about growing from a micro level to a macro level to a meta level. And part and parcel of this is setting up your very own project. And it's about a project where you try to put your ideas down, where it is about finding out what an interesting concept out there as a business professional, as a manager, as maybe even an owner, you could set up. That could be a restaurant, that could be a hotel, it could be any other kind of related business. And in order to do so, you first need to have an idea, but you need to prove this idea whether it works. And it first needs to work with yourself. Is it something that you just have copied? Is it something that you have found out there? Is it something that really belongs to you? Something that you really think you can stick with? Something that you're going to breathe with all your passion, which you can really put all your enthusiasm into, which you can really stand behind? So step one is finding out what that idea is. Step two then is proving out in the field whether there is a chance for it to stand and to become a successful business, which means that you need to do what we call a competition analysis. So is there already a similar concept out there? Is somebody already ahead of you? Have you already been overtaken by other people with the same idea, or are you truly unique? That will be the second step. The third step is then to see, would it stand a chance to be successful as a business successful? Can it work? Will it turn profitable? Are you really out there to go for what we call a USP, a unique selling proposition? Or is it just a nice idea? And we will come across with a whole box of tools which will help you to establish this idea, to put it into practice. It is about finding out what does it take to find out what a USP is. What do you look into when you analyze your competition? Is it the location? Is it the prices? Is it the menu? Is it the theme? Is it the setup of the restaurant? Is it the prices that they communicate? What is their sales and marketing concept? What is their public relation campaign? Do they have a social media competence? And so on and so forth. So there's lots and lots and lots that we look into to assure that we don't put our idea beside the business. Just imagine you set up a bratwurst stand in Dubai and you forget that this is a country where you have to respect certain cultural, certain religious standards. And vice versa, if you want to set up your fondue hut in Bangkok, that might be a wonderful idea. But if you forget that the climatic or the geographical situation may have an impact, you're going to put yourself out of business. So taking all these influences into account will eventually assure that your paper that you're going to submit will be successful. And that's going to take us to the fourth step. It is about putting this idea together and formulating it in such a way that you can eventually hand it in for a bank, for an investor, for somebody, a partner you might need for financing. And this paper has, again, to follow certain rules, business rules, the way how it is written, the way how it's condensed, the size, the way how it's structured. And again, this is where we come in, where we help you to assure that you can accomplish this document, which you will, at the end of the semester, and that will be your fifth step, present it to us. In order to assure that your idea is not going to fall flat, even before that you roll it out, it is important that you check, that you collect all the necessary information in order to see whether your potential idea can fly. Where do I find these ideas? Well, that's where you browse through all the relevant information in all the digital media that you can possibly find. That will be your internet research, but it can also be that you check on publications. There may be magazines, there may be all kind of hotel and tourism and restaurant related literature. You may add colleagues, ask colleagues, you may check with professionals in the field. Maybe you want to conduct some qualified interviews with experts in the field. And eventually, it's going to be a connection of all these different items and ideas, which you will need as a base for you to bounce off whether your idea can fly or not. And with all that, we wish you lots and lots of success and hope that you will be with us very shortly. And I can't wait to have a glimpse of a great idea which eventually will be successful out in the market.